with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. American composer Aaron Copland, famed for his fanfare for the common man, Appalachian Spring, and rodeo, music that is purely American in its origin and flavor. The first volume of Copland's autobiography is called Copland, 1900 through 1942, written with Vivian Perlis, who met Copland when she was gathering material for a book about composer Charles Ives.
Copland was close to Ives. He did the foreword of the book that I did on Charles Ives, which is called Charles Ives Remembered, an Oral History. It was published by Yale.
Perlis, who is head of the Oral History American Music Project at Yale, decided that no such venture would be complete without Aaron Copland.
He's been called everything from the Dean of American Composers to the President of American Music.
She asked Copland for his cooperation in the oral history that became the foundation for his autobiography.
And he said, well, in his usual cautious way, let's see how it goes.
Over a two-year period, Vivian Perlis taped Copland at his home in Peekskill, New York.
My function would be to trigger the right memory button to say, well, here's this piece, and let's listen to it, let's look at it, and what did you mean by this?
Copland traces his life from his boyhood days living over the family store in Brooklyn, his years of study in Paris, his return to America to compose music for ballet, concert hall, and film. Perlis says when Volume 2 comes out, it will pick up Copland's life from 1942 on.
The second volume will begin with Appalachian Spring and with some of the Hollywood experiences.
Vivian Perlis, who with the composer himself has written Copland 1900 through 1942. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.